Martin, you talked about hurt. You talked about the players not recognising themselves on the video. Yous are now in an All-Ireland semi-final. It's a completely different Derry feeling now.
Oh, no, totally. To be honest, we were very honest. Listen, the boys were very honest. The Wednesday after the Ulster final, when they looked at the video and they looked at the clips, and as I said, they didn't recognise themselves, and you know, there was a bit of hurt, a good bit of hurt from that there, and a determination, you know, to redress that balance in terms of being, to meet their own standards from a defensive point of view, and that was the big focus. We felt that if we were defensively solid and we were improved from the Tyrone game, that we'd be hard to beat, and we would get enough scores up the field, which is the way it transpired. Yes, we left plenty of scores behind us, but that'll improve, you know. So, listen, tactically, really, really proud of the boys, the way they implemented the game plan.
He's probably took loads of positives away from Clonus, though.
Well, that's just it, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, it's probably when you lose, it's very black and white, you know, whereas yeah, you probably can take plenty from it, I'm sure.
No, totally. Listen, the amount of times I've heard that the best four goals was the difference, goals won games. Some people felt we were a better team that day. We didn't. We felt Tyrone were a better team, and we were disgusted with the way we had defended in the first half. And, you know, as I say, that drove training this week. We probably had the best training session we've had all year on Tuesday night, where they really got into each other. And we tried to mimic what the Cork forward line would do. And we set boys up to mimic. We then prepped to mimic how Cork would play different players on the team to give our boys experience of that there. And like, one of their danger men was Geroy Kearney, 14, who was taken off, and like, he's a serious, serious player. And it was some indictment on Danny, but it was also or some praise for Danny, but it was also said a lot about the man who mimicked him at training on Tuesday night. So no, listen, everything we planned for worked really, really well. We're happy with that.
The Gate scored 3-11 against Kearney, as you say. He's kept it relatively quiet there.
Aye,
has to be pleasing.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And listen, we were a wee bit panicky in the front foot. We didn't get enough men up the field in transition in the first half at stages. And, you know, the boys at halftime felt good. They felt physically good. They felt confident. They felt that if we stuck to what we were doing, that Cork wouldn't break us down, you know. So thankfully, that's the way it transpired. And, you know, we hit the ground running at the start of the second half. We talked at halftime that Cork would come a big push in for 10 minutes, and we went out and got the first two scores of the half. Rory Forbes straight from the throw, and like, I just thought that put down a marker.
You know? Rory went through, I think it was 11 seconds or something along those lines.
Like, yeah, so. No, he's a serious player, you know what I mean? And he'll be the first to say that he didn't get going in the Ulster final, which happens, Cubs, you know what I mean? He's a great lad, a brilliant attitude, and he's assumed, now with Ryan injured, he's assumed being our leader on the field, which he does brilliantly. You know, we're very lucky in that regard.
I would hate to be totting up turnovers. The amount of times you've turned the ball over, there's a serious level of hunger there.
Right, no, that's good. No, we just talked about trying to make the middle third the battleground, and normally we like to press high. We felt this time we would try and get to the middle third. We watched Cork, and we knew that they like to run the ball, and we just felt that we could condense more men into the middle third and try and squeeze them at that stage. And we're thrusting our inside defenders to go toe-to-toe, and as I say, thankfully that worked out well.
Four teams left in Ireland by the time tomorrow evening comes. It'd be nice to make it going into the last two, I'm sure.
Well, that would just be unreal, so it would.
Something you probably haven't thought much about, but now you can.
We've dreamed, you always allow yourself to dream, you know. Stood up the road tonight, will be probably 2 o'clock before we get home, and then it's a short turn around under the car and back down, be in Tullamore for 12 o'clock in the morning, so for the Dublin Galway game. So you can't beat seeing teams live and in the flesh, and Darren being in Parkney Ring just was such a help to us. You know, he's a great eye for a team when he sees them in the flesh, and it informed a lot of our decisions throughout the game, you know.